Welcome to Modcast, a civilization podcast focused on modding.
Kenneth Furland.
Tony Keel.
John Archer.
Bauta Snidus.
With guest co-host Dan Quick.
Woohoo!
Engaged.
So, what, this is like the second time ever we've had Dan on the show?
That's right.
I believe so.
Yeah. Well, what I'm hoping is we can, you know, go up to Dan right now and say, please stay on the whole show since we don't have any guests for the show other than you.
Well, considering all the time we wasted before the show and the fact that Dan's got to run off and he told us he had a limited amount of time, I don't really think you have any right to complain if he has to leave.
Well, maybe I was a little late today.
Where's he going off to church?
I said it in the chat. I figured you'd be able to see it, John, even though you joined after I said it. No, I have one of my grandmother's birthdays in a couple of days, and her birthday party is today.
Oh, right. You're taking her some beer?
She most certainly does not drink alcohol.
Yeah, the whole point is to have her, like, live another year, you know?
that's all very amusing. So, no taking bets on Dan's grandma, okay? She doesn't drink, she's healthy.
But yes, I will say I would like to be a full guest co-host at some time in the future, but I'd also like time to prepare.
But wait a minute, the regular hosts don't have time to prepare. Why should the guests get that?
What's this thing you call prepare?
Prepare?
What is that?
He's speaking polycast lingo. That's what polycasters use, those kinds of words.
It's not how we roll here on Modcast.
No, there's no shiny here, mate.
We're all kind of like dirty, crusty. That's the opposite of
dirty.
Well,
speak for yourself.
Well, I already knew that.
Welcome to Modcast episode 33. Today we are joined with Kenneth Impaler WRG Furland.
Megathrusters are go.
Wouter Locutus Snyders.
Hello, everyone.
John BT Oz Archer.
G'day, everyone.
Me, Tony Garrett-Zaka Keel. Hello. With special guest host cameo, our great friend, Dan Q. Quick.
You know, there for a moment, I thought you were calling me Cameo, and I thought, wait, is that my name?
Cameo.
I didn't realize that. The pause there was kind of...
Yeah, your name would be Cameo Quick.
And I had to think for a moment, is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? It sounds kind of insulting, but yes. Hello! Wherever here is.
You foolish cameo.
Wow.
My dog is a better cameo than you.
Still doing that accent, eh? Okay.
That's my fallback accent.
It's your only accent.
All right. I've worked on a new one. I have my Walter accent, too.
Oh, it's the Indian guy.
No, that's the Kermit the Frog accent. In the news, we discuss Appleton Transition 2009, what that means for Modcast, and the launch of WePlayCiv.com.
Yeah, in the code corner here today, we're going to look at the World of Civ Lite, which is being released by Johnny Smith.
Today in the Artist Sketchpad, we looked at various buildings by Dion and Conquistadors by Deliverator.
In cartography room, we talked about Small Europe map by El Hidalgo. Here's what's been making the news in the Civ community.
Alright, now Dan, you had some kind of announcement for our listeners today. Would you care to go into that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so the announcement is the lost city of Atlantis has been found, and...
Wait.
That announcement. Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that in the Pegasus Galaxy?
Hey, I thought you said you caught Sasquatch. What's this bullshit?
No, that was actually the Loch Ness Monster. But that's ancient news, Tony. Where have you been?
Yeah, fuck Nessie. We want some Sasquatch up in here.
Hey. No bestiality talk. Come on now. What are you doing?
See my true intentions.
but the real announcement is, as of May 1st, I am no longer the chief owner and administrator of a Appleton Civilization site. I have left the administration and the staff entirely. The site is now under the co-ownership as chief owners and administrators of Robert Plump, formerly known as Cybershy, and Jerome Schweitzer, who is also a Civ community member, but he's been a lurker until very recently.
Mm. When he bought the site.
Yeah, that's one hell of a way to make an entrance.
Well, I transferred... Yes, it is. Yes.
How much did they pay you, Daniel? Did they give you a couple of dollars? $10?
Two candy bars and an apple.
It was.
Yeah, I don't think Hippolyton was making any money at this point.
Yeah, I think Hippolyton was a money loser, was it not? I mean, it was something you supported and basically spent money on, not made money from.
And so, not to go into it too much, but that thing you were spending money on started to piss you off.
Well, no, it wasn't so much that it was pissing me off. It was that I didn't have the time or the emotional energy to deal with the things I needed to deal with in the chief ownership capacity anymore. And I decided it was not fair, not just to myself, but to the community to stick around once I realized that. So I worked for more than a month behind the scenes to be able to find someone to take the site over. In order so that the site would continue and not shut down. And so I asked those, as I've said publicly on the forums, and I'll say here as well, to give the new owners a chance to land on their feet, to get started, to get going, because it's been a very accelerated timeline for them, and things are still settling into place. And I'll still be around on Hippolyton. I'll still be posting. I look forward to communicating with the... No, I'm not going to harass. Why would I do that? No.
Yeah, that's something I would like to see, a good Dan Q troll.
Why? Why? After you know, you ran a poll, and you know about people who harass each other. Just transform yourself into a troll, Danny. Get revenge. All those times you had to be, like, even-handed as admin owner. You know, I had to be even-handed. Now you're like... Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, peace, I'm out.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Tony, you are editing this episode.
No, I think it's Canadianness would show through.
It's hard to mask Canadianness.
Oh, well, so, let's move on to what this will mean for Modcast.
Yeah, what this means for Modcast is not much of anything as far as practically speaking goes. Polycast, which includes Polycast, Modcast, and Revcast, all three shows, are owned and controlled 100% by me. I have retained ownership of them, so they are no longer an official podcast of Hippolyton, and I've also retained ownership of Age of Nations.
So are paychecks in the mail?
Yes, Ken, I gave you a 100% raise, as a matter of fact.
Excellent.
Over what you were making before.
I could
before.
Use that.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming.
Now, if you multiply 0 by 100, you still get 0.
Yes, Tony.
Yes, but it's
catching on
time.
Quickly,
that was kind of the joke there. That, like, ooh, it just totally sailed over your head there, you know?
You know, when you explain the jokes to the audience, they get kind of like, you know,
super lame.
Annoyed.
Shucks.
I'll try to resurrect this a little bit. But that's 100 times more zeros than Ken had before, Tony.
That is true.
So, as has also been announced, not officially yet, but it has been commented since the question was raised, Polycast, for most, if not all, the month of May, is going to continue to be hosted on Hippolyton, and then it will be hosted on We Play Civ, which I know you guys will be getting into as well here. But for the month of May anyway, if you update your bookmarks, everyone, and your links from polycast.hippolyton.net to thepolycast.net, you will be able to find the site wherever it ends up, not where it ever ends up moving to, once it has moved. Even now, that domain redirects to polycast.hippolyton.net, and the Hippolyton administration has been kind to allow for at least 6 months after the move... to redirect to the new site. So those people who may not listen on a weekly or even monthly basis, you know, just time to time, they're not going to be lost in trying to find the show again. And then the other thing to note is that instead of being an official podcast of a Hippolyton Civilization site, it's an official podcast of Civilized Communications, but we're not going to have that in the Civilized Communication, not plural. I should know the name of my own label. Yikes. It was a long multiplayer game last night. Good grief. But it's just the umbrella label for Age of Nations and Polycast. But you're only going to hear that in the copyright notice at the very end.
Well, what are we going to say in the intros jingle, you know? Are we going to say, welcome to Modcast, modding engaged?
Yeah, that sounds good.
No.
I thought you guys, so you dropped the modding engaged and instead it's civilized communications. It's I like better of that thing, if you ask me.
Modding engaged?
No.
I like civilized communications better than modding engaged.
Do you want me to say in the beginning, hey, welcome to Modcast, a civilized communications production?
So nice you to read the forum.
I was just about to say, I guess, look, Wouter's the only one that bothers to read the Polycast forum for updates. No, it's not going to be modding engaged. That's still going to be on the website, but that's not going to be the tagline at the beginning of the episode. I decided to make it more practical, make it more sensical, so it actually describes the podcast very briefly. I think it's, welcome to Modcast, a civilization podcast
that's
on modding.
Pretty much
and
it,
I'm paraphrasing
yeah.
badly because that's not exactly what it is. But all those words are in there. So, no, it's not modding engaged. Yeah, it's not modding engaged. No.
Well, that's
no.
fine, too. I don't care, man.
Okay, well, I would just get rid of the whole modding engaged name. I just thought that sounded kind of lame, just as a name. Just use civilized communications everywhere. That sounds like a little more, I don't know, proper, you know, a little more organized.
Professional.
Yeah, it's got a clean kind of sound to it, you know.
And that fits Modcast how? Yeah, but you said professional and clean and all those sorts of things, and I'm not really sure.
Oh, okay.
Well, you have to take clean out because I didn't bathe in like 2 days. And I tell you
okay,
what,
okay. Point number one, TMI. Like much of what Tony says most of the time.
You're on Modcast, then you're going to have to get used to that.
Just put wax in your ears, ye frayed person.
I don't have to, like.
I think we should probably move on to the rest of the show here so that we don't have a giant, you know, like, okay, because we're going to use up all of Dan's time here and then he's not going to be in the rest of the actual episode.
You heard it from the Dan Quick's mouth. Paulton, he is leaving. Modcast, we're going with him to wherever the heck he ends up. So don't worry, we'll still get to your stinking episodes. So you can waste your time listening to it. Listen to us be more.
We're going to the moon!
I guess I just want to take this chance to thank Dan for 13 years of awesome service to the Civ community. And no one has been as close to him involved for such a long time.
Yeah,
he did a really great job. Thank you, Dan.
Why, thank you, Wouter. Thank you kindly.
That is
excellent.
True.
And it's been great working with you for all these years as well.
You are a veteran.
And you, and look forward to continuing to working with you and the rest of the Modcast panel and Polycast and Revcast as we continue.
Yep.
These productions, as we promise to continue to harass the Civ community with our productions and
whether they like it or not.
Modcast people in particular would like some more hate mail and what else is on the wish list here?
Imran Siddiqui leaving Polycast?
Oh, let's not start any rumors. No, that's not true.
that's not happening. I'm sorry, John. I told you when you petitioned for that motion, I said no first time.
Up.
You can't back reintroduce
back
it.
Back I wanted his job.
Would it be helpful to maybe bring up the other big news item?
What's that?
Yes.
More news?
I have a link for you.
Send me a link.
In the latest development, exactly. Wouter is insulted by Tony's lack of knowledge of what the hell is going on and is leaving.
Hey, I have an email.
Oh,
I have a Skype.
No.
www.weplayciv.com.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that new little website thing you guys came up with. I heard about that.
Okay, well, haven't we just essentially already talked about it by saying that we were going there?
Yeah, that's what I thought, but hey, Wouter says we're going to know the link. www.weplayciv, all one word, .com.
Yeah.
Very easy to type into your computer. It's a nice empty forum that's rapidly filling up.
Yeah, it's very rapidly filling up.
So coming in and come over and stake your claim now, you know?
Yes. Get in on the ground floor while you still can.
Tony. this comment about the empty forum, you do realize the site's like less than a week old.
Yeah, and what's nuts about it is it's still got thousands of posts already.
It's up to about 2,500 posts already, which is actually quite rapid.
Actually, it's over 3,200 already at this point, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
Show up now.
So I only checked it earlier today, so, you know.
Almost 200 members, so yeah, it's going pretty nicely so far.
Yeah, and come and join that website now so you won't be a noob later.
Yeah, and just to provide an overview for the people who might not have heard yet, I am leaving Apolloton as well at the same time as Dan. And I've decided to, together with Solver and Dale, to start my own Civilization fan site. And that's called, of course, WePlayCiv.com. And basically be very much built around the community. And we're starting it up now. A lot of stuff still yet to be done. But if you want to join us, WePlayCiv.com, and discuss what kind of site we should be building, we want to have a lot of community feedback.
Well, yeah, we want to do things like host modding there.
That's perhaps the most interesting thing for our audience of the modders. It's very much going to be a site that's focused on modders and modding community. And for modcast, we've had to download a lot of mods over that last, a year and a half. And we've had to go through these weird file check and rapid share and all these weird sites, and you have weird queues and you have to sign up. That's sort of a huge pain in the ass. So we figured we'd do something about that, and we're going to host as much mods on our site on WePlayCiv as we can handle. Anyone who wants to can get an infinite amount of disk space. We have a very, very big pipe with a lot of bandwidth. So, if you have mods to host, I would say contact us. Or just go to our file database right now. It's very basic. We're still going to do a lot of development on it. We're going to make templates for it so every modder can have a very simple website, or at least simple to set up, very sophisticated, hopefully with blogs and forums and all that sort of stuff.
I'm hoping to see like a profile-driven kind of website, also with modders being profiled, and they can display their own artwork in however they want. They could do their own HTML a little bit or something. That would be sick.
Yeah, the thing is, we don't want to bother modders with HTML because that's maybe too much to ask for a lot of modders. But yeah, basically, it should be a very easy
like
way.
MySpace has basic HTML.
That sort of thing. Sort of like MySpace, sort of like Facebook. Hopefully, mm-hmm. We'll work with templates so you don't actually have to know code. And a simple artist like you may still make a good-looking website, because that's sort of the problem with Modcast, with MySpace, yeah?
Dan, can I say that Modcast is moving to WePlayCiv to be published there from the Polycast.net?
Dan just said that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, so, and Modcast is fully supporting this website, and we're going to be putting our episodes on that server, too.
Yes, that's right. Yep, just to tie into a couple of earlier points. Go ahead, Ken.
I was going to ask, if you have the now separate Polycast website, that has the link. I mean, is the episode actually going to be uploaded to polycast.net, and then WePlayCiv will link to it, or it will be the other way around?
WePlayCiv owns the server, and the polycast.net is just hosted on WePlayCiv. I mean, we actually have the physical server.
Okay.
And that's just, basically one folder in our server domains, so to speak. Yeah.
Okay. So the WePlayCiv, the Polycast is essentially a page of...
Essentially, but it will have its own URL, and Dan will be able to host its own mods, his own ads, and it's essentially run independently by Dan, that section of the site. It is hosted on our WePlayCiv server.
And you know what I'd love to get is some forums for people to discuss Modcast, not just the threads that we post, but some areas people can post ideas and go in there, you know?
You guys need to set up us a new private forum to discuss the show, like we have on...
No, just a sub-forum at WePlayCiv, too.
Yeah, I'm saying, but like the one we have on Apolloton, it's a private modcast, polycast...
But a public one and a private.
I'm going to say that as far as the public one goes, I'm going to strongly recommend against that. This predates your involvement, Tony, but there used to be a public Polycast sub-forum off of what's now called Site Feedback and News on Apolloton, and it was not very well seen. The podcast really didn't get a lot of exposure there, so I don't think that's a good idea.
I tried.
It might be worth maybe experimenting again, but as a general rule, probably best to start with just separate threads, one on Apolloton, one on CFC, one on WePlayCiv.
Okay, well, that's cool. And I also wanted to suggest that we start applying our modcasts to some of the social networking sites, like making a page on those for the podcasts.
I see what you mean, like a Facebook page that's just fans of Modcast and has a link to Modcast.
Yeah, it's a social networking site with just a link, and it won't be like Kenneth or Tony or Wilder, it'll just be Modcast.
Yeah, sure.
What's
that,
all the birds around them? I mean, what's the birds?
Yeah. There's lots of people who are bored on that website. Trust me.
Who is it? Is it you, John? Is it Daniel? Dan? Who's surrounded by birds?
It's not me.
Those are my birds.
Not my.
Okay,
ears.
You got. When did you get birds, Tony?
Well, that's okay.
Okay. Feed them to your cat, or put them in the, I don't know. Put them in the.
They're just going tweet
in the restroom
tweet.
With the cat.
Feed them to.
Oh, listen. No birds were harmed in the making of this episode.
Yes,
they
well, they will be.
No, we're just.
No. If they're
won't be long
if
now.
They're hurt after Modcast, they weren't hurt on Modcast.
Oh, so yeah. All right, Wookie, go eat some birds. When we're done.
Just a couple of things I want to add here. Number one is. And Wetter already touched upon it. In addition to my leaving, as well as he and Solver, Ming and Ra have also left the Poulton administration. So it's right now on the Poulton administration, it's just Robert and Jerome. But there could be some additional administrators coming along the way. I know as of this recording, it was just a couple of days ago that they announced a couple of off-topic moderators there to replace Ming and whatnot. So for all the information on that, to read up about any other staff changes or what have you, over at apolton.net. Wetter already mentioned the tie-in of Polycast being hosted on WePlayCiv as of June, but still being independent. But on the other point there... about all these sites that you had to go download the mods from, like RapidShare and etc. I know this for a fact. I've seen the pictures of the mice that you guys have destroyed that have been worn out. All this clicking. So if anybody listening would like to help donate a mouse to the Modcast regular co-hosts, I think that would be greatly appreciated. Yes.
Mice for Modcast. Bring your unwrapped mice over to the Modcast. Mice for Modcast group, and we'll give them to a hungry, poor Modcast co-host for Christmas so they won't be alone in the cold.
Tony, that kind of... Tony, now that Royals ruins the Christmas surprise. You're not supposed to know what your present...
I'm sorry, Santa.
Jeez.
I'm getting a stick and some rocks for Christmas now, I guess.
We assume a lot. Oh, I'm kidding. But, I got to go in about 5-10 minutes or so. But before I do, if anybody has any questions they want to ask that we haven't answered already, that's probably the best way to do it. Although the last thing I'll add is, for more details on this, head on over to apolton.net. There's a thread in the site and community site feedback and news forum. There we go. I knew I'd get the name right eventually. That... It's a press release on the transition, and then I have an open letter to the Civ community that goes into some of my personal reasons, which I've pretty well summarized here as well. But that's all on there.
Code Corner, where we discuss SDK and Python mods or any other non-graphical mods in the Civilization IV modding community.
Yeah, so I heard you had a little something-something for us, Ken.
Yeah, in the Code Corner here today, we're going to look at the World of Civ Lite, which is being released by Johnny Smith. Now, this is a collection of some, but not all, of the content out of World of Civ mod, which is made primarily by Mr. Genie and Fierabras. So, Johnny Smith is working with them, I believe, and has taken just some of the pieces to try to put them out as small, light, easy-to-use packages that you can merge into your own code base and use. So it's come out in a couple of different pieces here, and he's called the whole group of them World of Civ Lite. And let's see, the first one incorporates the modular loading improvements that are in World of Civ. It's got a more sophisticated way of doing the modules that you can control more flexibly. There are files inside the modules that you can basically just turn off Booleans to turn on and off certain portions of the mod, and all the dependencies are handled automatically when you do that. He's got some stuff in here that's allowed the TGA files, which control the fonts that show you all your things like religion, resource, corporation, things like those characters, to be increased to huge proportions. You can have 148 religions, 184 corporations, and 368 resources at once. And it's got some, also some screen improvements, a civilization screen that scrolls. He's got little modules that include inquisitions. So you can have that included as a module. You can also get Dale's combat mod, and a lot of its effects is a separate module, too. And some super spy stuff, which adds like 7 new missions and promotions to spies. Influence-driven wars, unit statistics. A lot of these are very popular mods that everyone will be familiar with. And he's put out the source code for each of these as like separate little modules. And you can put them all together. And he is going to be putting them together eventually at a point and making a larger single release pack at some point as well.
But this light means you do it yourself and pick and choose what you want instead of having to have the whole shebang, right?
Yeah, I believe that's the idea. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how close he is to World of Civ. I mean, Johnny Smith, that is. I know he's working with World of Civ, but I think World of Civ production has slowed down a bit lately. I'm not sure how active Mr. Genie and Fierabras are still on producing it. So this may be partly Mr. Johnny Smith here continuing on the work that was done in World of Civ, but he wants to kind of dice it up a little bit.
Well, I mean, that certainly is right, you know, resurrecting this mod a little bit and coming up with his own ideas for it, you know? Is he going to be releasing any custom modules that are some of the changes he has wrought to it?
Oh, yeah, he does have modules in there. So when I say he like has the Inquisition mod, it comes with the code and the content of having all the Inquisitors and things like that.
Oh, wow, that's not bad.
Or mods that have like 60, 70 religions and things like that. They are out there. And you can, again, can tweak them to individually, say, turn on and off individual factors.
Like, I see.
Download the religion pack, and it's like, okay, I don't want, like, Baha'is in there or something. I don't, because I hate Baha'is or something. I don't know. So I turn them off. I just think they're too small of a religion. Whatever. And I don't want to, you know, this religion and that religion. I can just turn them on and off individually. Have, okay, I only want to have these 16 or 17.
Now, is that
23, whatever.
Where is that settings done? Is that done in a text file? Is it done in a Python interface? What is it?
It's done in an XML file. Basically, inside each of these content, you would have, like, say, Inquisition, and then it has a folder, and in the subfolders within it that have each of the individual religions in them.
Oh, I see.
But at the top level, there's a called MLF, Civilization 4 Modular Loading Control XML file, and this is another new XML file which basically controls the modular loading process. So rather than being fully automated, like in BTS, where it simply grabs every XML file it can find,
yeah.
What the program is doing, it's going to this file, and then in that file, it's listed the directories, which it will then flow down into.
Oh.
And for each directory, there's another file, which, again, specifies the next level of drilling down. So in each of these ones, you can say, there's a module, says directory slash Judaism, directory slash Christianity. And each of these is the directory it will flow down into when loading. And you can just set the Boolean to zero, and it doesn't go into that directory, and you don't get any of the content there loaded.
Well, there you
so
go.
It's just as simple as switching that little Boolean in the XML
so
file.
So you get more of what you want and less of what you don't.
Yep. I mean, it is a somewhat complicated system than the BTS system where it was just like, throw the file in there and it loads. Here you have to mess with a, you know, you have to edit a file and make a file when you want to use their system. They can still do...
Well, I'm hoping he includes a good readme.
Yeah,
in it.
I mean, all these things require instructions. Now, it's still back compatible with BTS style, where you can just put everything in there.
Oh, okay, so it's just an addition to. All right,
yeah.
You heard it from here. There's a great little way to do World of Civ, except for a little bit lighter on the code, if you want. So download this. It's cool. Thanks, Ken.
Yep, and thanks to Johnny Smith for keeping this project alive and keeping the code around for everyone to use.
Indeed.
Artist Sketchpad, where we discuss graphics and artwork from the Civ modding community.
I have a little bit of artwork today, and the artwork we have was some great buildings by someone that we haven't seen before called Dion, and he's done various buildings. A lot of them look post-apocalyptic.
Beautifully post-apocalyptic in that beautiful post-apocalyptic kind of way.
Yeah, they're quite impressive.
And?
I'm looking at what he said here. He says he's upset with the textures he did, but these textures look pretty nice.
I thought his textures were wonderful.
Yeah, these textures are awesome, yeah. And I had no problem with them. They look so good. He did these himself.
Yeah, I mean, he's got everything that would seem to be just right for a, what's the game? Fallout?
Yeah, that's what he said.
The one where it's the post-nuclear apocalypse. So he's got
Fury Road mod, too, could use these.
Yes, these would be perfect for Fury Road. They're a very gritty, dark appearance. Everything's made of tin metal and sheet metal that looks like it's rusting up, you know, which is just perfect. And he's got, like, a butcher shop, a jail, a little trading post, bars, road signs that, you know, show arrows going around in circles. I don't know, I guess this is some kind of post-nuclear apocalypse joke.
These are great, great pieces of artwork.
Well, let's mention that he also has some other pieces of miscellaneous, not so post-apocalyptic things. He's got like a little Ark of the Covenant model, temple volcano, Arabic temples, a couple of, you know, fantasy-looking things. They're just some miscellaneous building models he's done. This is
exactly
Dion, by the way.
Notice that. They look really good.
Yeah, Dion is his name. Somewhat new artist. Haven't seen very much from this fellow before. Seems to have plenty of posts on CFC, but I just never recall seeing his work before.
No, I don't.
And he's pretty accomplished. I mean, I wonder if he's gone to school or done anything like this before.
He's pretty good. I think so, too. Great pieces of artwork. Let's see. We had one other little piece of artwork to go before we move on. It is by someone else we haven't really seen before. It's new, called Deliverator. And it seems he has done some conquistadors. And they look to have shiny armor, it seems. Are you seeing these guys?
Yeah, they look just like the box art from Colonization.
They do, yeah. And they look like they're shiny, and they look like they have some beautifully done skins, which it's hard to get skins looking that detailed on a unit model, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Did he have to do basically changes in the NIF or he had to change the shapes of things, not to. This isn't just skinning, right? Because he's redone the model itself and actually to make the armor a little more detailed, hasn't he?
Well, from what I can see, a lot of these look custom done. Because if you look in the near the bottom, there is conquistadors on horses with musket pistols. And as far as I know, there aren't any units that use pistols like that on a horse.
Well, that is what the mounted unit in Colonization will carry, a pistol. But it's got more of a dragoon look. It's got, you know, the crest on the top, and it's a much later kind of look to it than that conquistador.
So, yeah, definitely. These are nice. He's got them riding horses with muskets. He's got them with a long rifle. And with a little saber, so.
Just and with feathers on top of their helmets.
which look really good for feathers. So if you have the need to crush any native populations, download this unit.
Yeah, these look overall rather Spanish, and the two types. He's got it's kind of a silver light gray metal, and then he's got a much darker black, which my understanding is actually more historically accurate. Armor was maybe in the Middle Ages more black. Maybe by the time of the conquistadors, it was actually
well. That's
more
a
polished.
Treatment. That's a treatment you can put. That black armor is an upgraded form of armor. It's where they take the silver metal and treat it to be a dark color, and then obviously he's got gold trim. So the guy with the black armor is higher ranked than the guy with the silver armor for sure.
Yeah, black armor is more badass, you know.
Exactly. It's always been that way. Humans always thought black armor's badass. It's just natural for us to have the Darth Vader thing going on.
And gold, who doesn't like gold? So, you know? It means I'm wealthy and I'm badass.
You're badass, you're wealthy, you're conquistadoring all the natives, you know? We've come across this wonderful empty land. Get out of here, you, shoo. Where no one is here at worst to settle. You, get out of here, shoo. Who are all these weird people? Get rid of them, quick.
So the new artist here, Deliverator, seems to be completely brand new to the forum. Only joined 2008 here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to post here. We kind of touched you on the modcast.
Hope to see some more stuff from you.
Yeah, definitely want to see more stuff.
In the cartography room, we talk about maps and simple scenarios.
Let's see here. Wouter, you had a map for us, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, we've done this a couple of times already, I think, so I barely remember playing this point.
That's funny. That's funny.
It's about time to review it.
It's a small Europe map. I mean, it's a pretty well-done map, a pretty good accurate representation of Europe. And, the good thing is most of these maps tend to be huge. And, not only one large map. So it's nice. It's a nice small map. I played a couple of games on it, and I remember that they were fun. But if you ask me exactly what they were like, it's been too long. Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
It's been Water's memory, now, so. Memory only lasts for 2 days, and then everything beyond that is completely forgotten.
Hey, that's better than my 5-minute memory.
You need to take some more vitamins, Water. Maybe your memory will get better.
Well, drink some good beer.
Well, maybe he needs to lay off the beer.
Yeah, beer. That will help your memory.
I love John's solution to anything, though. He's like, oh, you got a sore leg? Drink some beer. Oh, you got a cold? Well, I know the remedy for that is drink some beer.
You got a hangover? Drink That's some true. Beer. You know.
That's right. Hair of the dog. That's true.
Liver disease? Oh, don't worry about liver disease. Drink some beer. There's my BTR's impression for the week.
Oh, that's very good, Tony. You're learning well. I just thought I'd tell you that I'm actually got some beer. I'm just bottling some beer today, actually. So I'm bottling my 20 litres.
Actually, I think it's yesterday for us.
Do you think I could fit in at Australia? Do you think I would be all good?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to do an alcoholic apple cider, and I'm going to give the recipe out next episode for everyone to bottle, to make one.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
So when people have religious people that don't drink come over to visit, they can say, would you like some apple cider? Oh, yes, please. I'll have some apple cider. And when you give them your version, they can go home totally drunk, and they won't. They'll say, oh, yes.
Well, John, you obviously start the show totally drunk. So.
Obviously.
Okay. And this map, if you play this world map, Europe map, and you're stuck in the grind of the European wars, I got the solution for you. Drink some beer!
I'll drink to that.
You already did.
All right. But yeah, there's a lot of screenshots of this map. Yep. It looks really good. I like it personally. It's elegant. He's got the Swiss Alps are done nicely in this small map with just a single ring of mountains in a row. That's nice. I like that. So this is a great map. Download it. Play it to your heart's content. Throw it in your stinking mod, will ya?
Call in today. In North America, the number is 301-637-637. 7659. That's 301-637 Poly. In Europe, 44121-288-7659. That's 44121-288 Poly. You can Skype us at the Polycast or email us at thepolycast@gmail.com.
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
For more information on Modcast,
Revcast, or
Polycast, or about Polycast in general, log on to the series' official website at thepolycast.net.
Okay, Now, today, I'm feeling kind of weird about today. We had so much going on today. All this new stuff about websites changing, this and that, you know, Dan Quick being Canadian. I mean, these are some serious issues we got to face here. And, wow, new website. How do you guys feel? Are you guys excited?
Of course I am. Who next started decided it wasn't?
Oh, well, yes, yes, yes.
You don't count water, water. It's your stinking website. Yeah, you're a little bit of, you know, you got some special interest there, buddy.
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah, he's kind of biased, you know.
I got a solution for you. Drink some beer.
Drink some more beer.
I think I really, really found the title of this episode. Yeah.
I think we found our episode. Okay, there is one last thing I wanted to cover. This opinions and thoughts on mods. What are the most important aspects of a good mod poll that was put up on CFC? I think the results are really interesting. Did you guys get the link to this?
Yeah, send us the link.
Yeah, so this had a total of 65 votes. It was a multiple choice, so you could select multiple ones. But the most important factors for people were, number one, coherence of the general vision, professional appearance, and flow of the mod. And very close behind that was stability and gameplay.
And then behind that is people who just like making a random vote on a poll is the one after that.
Yeah, we're going to ignore that because it's not relevant. Then it's kind of second tier, things that people felt were somewhat important, but only about a quarter of them thought they were important, was content just for the content's sake. I mean, just for the sake of content. More and more and more traits, concepts, better leader heads, units, yeah, yeah. And then ease of use, like having an automatic installer, things like that. And then kind of a grand or radical vision was, you know, kind of moderate. So people weren't really looking to have the game totally have its, you know, guts ripped out and rearranged. And then
they wanted to have a good theme and be playable.
Yeah. I mean, the coherence was good, but you didn't have to go and be radical, was what people were saying. And then lastly, there was a smooth and simple. So the gameplay, all the changes were simple and easy to understand. So people thought that was somewhat important, but not that big. And
so, you know, this poll is good to give modders an idea of what they need to focus on.
Yeah. Now, also, historical accuracy ranked pretty low. Only about 15% of people thought that was really important. And then multiplayer compatibility was like 3% because mods are never multiplayer compatible. So,
well, you can get them to run.
But it's
they
an
just
absolute
crash eventually.
Pain in the arse.
Oh yeah, they crash eventually.
And you've got to coordinate it and have someone else with the exact same mod to play with multiplayer.
And then 5% of them are jerks that said no real interest in mods. Go away, we don't like you.
Yeah.
And then there's other. Now, what would other be?
The other's probably for the gay people, I think, Tony.
Well, then let's get you started at the front of that line, John, because I know how you used
no,
to be.
Not this year. I'm trying to give it up.
Okay, so it depends on how drunk you are, basically. Oh, let's throw another shrimp on the barbie and have some male sex.
Now, wait a minute. That's Imran Siddiqui's line.
Dude, I have a bad feeling there's going to be a showdown between you and Imran on a play-by-play game of Dan Q's. I just had a strange feeling.
Yes.
But
it will happen.
Anyways, we've had a lot of fun. We had so much new info. You're probably going to have to listen to this episode over again to catch it all, because we certainly didn't make any sense to ourselves, let alone you. And, you have a little bit of taste of what's to come. Today, we've been joined with John, BT Oz, Archer,
Modcast Engaged. Yes, I like that.
Kenneth, Impaler WRG, Ferlin.
Farewell.
Wouter, Locutus, Snyders.
WePlaySafe.com.
I had a feeling you would say that. And me, Tony Garrett, Stock Keel, with 100% less Dan Quick here at the end of the episode. So we will see you in a couple weeks, hopefully. Hopefully we'll get the episodes done on time, but we are kind of busy right now. So, see you 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye. Drink some...
Bye-bye.
Drink plenty beer.
Record date, May 17th, 2009. Civilization 4, Warlords Beyond the Sword sound clips, copyright, Take 2 Interactive. Copyright 2009, Civilized Communications at civcom.net.